This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When it comes to your all-important credit profile, should a person get brownie points for improvement? Maybe you once had a rough patch on repaying some debt, but you've been good in getting better. One of the major credit reporting companies, Equifax, is rolling out this new system. And we got the Equifax CEO on the line to explain, Richard Smith. Thanks for connecting here.
David, it's great to be with you today.
So the traditional way is to calculate what I think periodic snapshots of how a person's credit is doing. But now your people have figured out how to capture what, some of the trend?
The entire thought was, is there incremental value to lenders if we take a historical perspective of someone's payment behavior, in this case, over a two-year period of time? And what we saw in the mortgage market working with Fannie Mae is if you look at someone's payment behavior over a extended period of time versus a static snapshot, you possibly can include more people into the credit markets, which is good for them.
So if someone screws up, but some years have passed, perhaps under this new way of calculating things, your credit worthiness might look a little better.
That's correct. And our hope and efforts going forward are to take this concept beyond just the mortgage market. We're starting with the mortgage market with Fannie Mae. We're now looking at the application of trended data in markets like the automotive market, credit card market, and others. And as you may also know, we're looking at the probability and possibility of trending income data. Again, the same concept. If someone's income at a particular snapshot point in time is on a downward trend, but a multi-year trend is up, that might, in fact, help the consumer get access to credit.
Well, watch this. While I have you, you know, companies in your industry attract some of the highest rates of complaints in the business world. People complain about, you know, mistaken identity, errors, difficulty correcting errors, that the data might be used too widely, sometimes for hiring decisions. What's your sense of this?
Well, we take the accuracy of the credit file extremely seriously, and we work with our furnishers of data and the consumers to ensure that the quality of data is at the highest levels possible. In fact, we've done independent studies, David, with as an industry, and we found that the credit file is, in fact, extremely accurate, well over 99%.
Rick Smith, CEO of Equifax. Mr. Smith, thank you for the briefing.
David, thank you for your time.